Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
MikeDurbin.com. You can get the WCW-esque Conan in that K-Dog Wolfpack style. Man, this Conan might be Bendy of the year right now.
I really told you.
Yo. Let me speak on this. Mike Durbin Productions exclusive.
Conan, I was the most impressed with Conan, man. It's like undercover Bendy of the year. It's a really nice figure. The do-rag is freaking awesome in person. I love the exclusive with the WCW packaging. I love this one with the camo. It's really nice.
And I will say, a figurine expert who went to TJ on Friday, Matt Cardona, put it over as being a good figurine as far as figurines go.
Yo, hold on, let me speak on this. Exclusive Mike Durbin Productions, K-Dog. Look at that, listen to K-Dog, keeping it 100, logo on the back, MikeDurbin.com. Get it right now. Low-key might be Bendy of the year. Go get it.
Orgullosamente Latino hasta la muerte y después. Worldwide Latino Pride, the ambassadors of violence. LAX, K-Dog, the notorious 187 homicide.
Bang, the tang, the tang, tang. Don't say nothing. Bang, the tang, the tang, tang. We be dumping. Bang, the tang, the tang, tang. Just act like you know and homie, stop.
I come through stomping. I'm from Miami, not Compton. Down with the S's and the 6-4 hopping. To my Boricuas in the 787. And those up in Brooklyn pulling 211.
I come through stomping. Rolling in my low top chucks. Making sure you suckers feel me every time we bust. Shackled up like a nut going 5150. G'd up in the feet up. Creased up in some dickies.
I rap a lot. Like the label out of Houston. Sneaky like the clucker in the shop. Straight boosting. To all my gente down in Juarez. Calma de un momento, paisa, no dispares.
Put it down from Killer Cali to the MIA. Ask the homie Crazy K, yo, man, that boy don't play. It's in my NIAK, putting it down all day. Representing Southern Cali, get in my way, yo, get sprayed.
We be dropping.
Bang, the tang, the tang, tang.
Don't say nothing.
Bang, the tang, the tang, tang.
We be dropping.
So SmackDown starts with the Rock's concert. Okay, so this is obviously very polarizing segment. Even between me and Conan, and, you know, like, we could disagree on this, right? But Rock played babyface here. Played up to the Memphis crowd. He basically sang songs with video accompaniment on the screen. Just roasted Seth and Cody.
Mm-hmm.
To the point that, like, everybody agreed that they were dead. Okay, because The Rock is just great at this. Like, just insulting people, right? So, but the end of the promo, he then addressed Mama Rhodes and said Cody took something from him. He's going to make Cody pay, and he would make his entire family pay. And he said first they would beat Cody and Seth Rollins on night one, and on night two, Roman would retain, and the belt he would get is the Rock's belt, when he beat Cody bloody with it. He said he would tear his skin and flesh and whip him like a dog, and once his blood is on the belt, he would hand it to her. He said she would be crying just like her son, and he would whisper in her ear, "Why can't I say except you're welcome? What can I say except you're welcome?" Echoing his line from Moana. He then quietly said, "If you smell what the final boss is cooking," into the mic before leaving. Now, my opinion is that the last part of this promo made just solidified the Rock is still a heel in this story, but Conan would disagree. And what's your take on this? And you thought it was too much baby.
Well, we spoke about this with Dave LaGreca, and we get really in depth in that. But really, the quick version is I'm a huge Rock fan like Disco, and I wanted to see him versus Roman because this has been pitched around for years. He couldn't make it last year because he was working, and it didn't come out of the blue like everybody says. He inserted himself. They are really blood, okay? And I would have loved to see the family members taking sides, you know, Afa, Sika, Rikishi, everybody, right? That would have been way more interesting to me than Cody winning. I believe Cody should win, but he could have waited, you know?
Yeah.
And then the other thing that me and Disco disagreed about is, if you're a heel, why are you going into Memphis and saying, "I'm home," and every time a girl yells, "Yeah, I love you," you know, and he's saying, "I love you too, baby," you know, why aren't you just telling me, "Hey, shut up, I'm trying to sing," you know, and you're making, why would you not like The Rock? You know, he's turned into a fucking baby face, you know, was not a big fan of this song. And, yeah, this is what a very, very long segment. And I'm thinking that there's other matches where we're going to come to that were probably cut because this went long.
No, it didn't go long.
Oh, it didn't
go long. No. People were saying that people were complaining it went long. Brian Gewirth, who's right. The Rock's little right-hand man, his writer, said that the allotted time went 30 seconds under. He tweeted that out.
Not what I heard.
And he made fun of Cody's dog.
Yeah, he did.
What's funny is that I didn't see that, but what's funny is, do you have that, Joe?
Oh, yeah, I can get you a tweet.
And then, but...
No, the week before, bro, Joe...
You,
I think you're mistaken. I don't think this week was a week that the previous time he was on went long.
Okay. Maybe I got it mixed up.
I don't think people, no, but I think the reason people complained about the previous week.
Yeah. The reason I say that is because Dragon Lee and Phantasma just went 2 minutes. I was like,
"Oh, no, they didn't."
Yeah, like 2 or 3 minutes.
Well, then later on the show, but the LWO comes right after that against the other Phantasma. They went nine minutes.
No, I'm talking about Phantasma versus Dragon Lee. Let's see how long that was.
Okay, I'm aware of that, but that's later in the show. But if they were going to cut stuff, they certainly didn't start with the segment right after this because the tag match went 9.5 minutes. Umberto and Angel beat Walking Wild.
That was more important. I don't know.
Well, it's kind of weird, too, that there was a tag team qualifier.
Because this guy's in a feud with the fucking Phantasma, and it's a 2-minute match.
And then Ray came out, right? So they needed time for Ray to come out.
Are we doing this in order, or are we going to just go forward into the show?
No, I'm just making a point.
Just... right.
No more fun of any kind!
The next is...
Wait, here's good words to squeeze that Conan wanted to see. Yeah. Just so final boss isn't anything I came up with. The Rock calls himself that because he is that. If it makes you feel better, Cody, I was the first to tell him about your spectacularly stupid, goofy-ass dog. So,
well, that's one tweet. Read the other tweet about the 30 seconds. He has another tweet about that.
Oh, okay. And Farrow getting the...
okay, so this is weird. So the LWO gets Legado del Fantasma. This is a tag team qualifier, but like, bro, this feud really isn't... It's kind of been doing this, like this... We've seen the same thing with this stuff every week, it seems like. There's not a lot of oomph to this this angle. What do you think of this?
What are you talking about?
The tag match. Herberto, the defeat of Joaquin Wilde, Cruz del Toro.
Okay, I'm very opinionated on this because all these guys, with the exception of Umberto, have worked with me in AAA, and I consider them all friends. Umberto, we actually did a show in Bolivia together. But anyways, I just feel that Wilde and Del Toro, they just come off mega JoJo, like as lackeys. Garza and Umberto look more like stars, but they just come off as like low mid-card. And I don't understand. You have a good storyline here that has a history behind it. And over very personalities like Selena, Phantasma, Rey, Carlito, and I'm Latino, I'm not resonating. It's not resonating with me like I thought it would, because I was there when they first started it, when they first did their first promo, and I was very excited. I was like, wow, this is going to be badass. And so far, to me, so far, it's been underwhelming. I will say that that double press slam from the middle rope, did you see that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. From the Garzas, that was great. And the other guy, Del Toro, sold it perfectly. Del Toro also did a nice Hurricanrana. But good match, but I need to be invested in the storyline, and I'm not. Are you, Disco?
No, let me tell you why. Right. I don't think they realize what they've done here. But, bro, you'll probably be right on top of this right away. Bro, every time these guys are done brawls,
right?
Joaquin Wilde and Cruz Del Toro have been beat up. Like, every time they're in a post-match brawl, they're like...
Even backstage.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Like, every time there's a brawl, they get their ass, they're the ones that get beat up, like, every single time. Yep. You know, they need to beat somebody up.
Right.
To get people thinking about them. They're like kind of jabroni characters, right? And that's not their fault. They're booking them to get beat up. And it's like, how do you protect yourself in a brawl when you're getting beat up?
Right.
You know? Like, yeah. So.
You never, ever, ever hear them talk.
Right. Yeah. They're not getting any heat back.
Right.
It's like, yeah. It's, you know, yeah. You notice that too right away.
Yeah.
When I mentioned that. Yeah. So.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And it's your last chance to get more fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this limited-time bundle ends June 30th. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Spectrum Business works with small businesses nationwide, so we know that running your own business means doing it all. Marketing, sales, inventory, customer service, and more. Spectrum One for Business helps you keep it all connected for just $49.99 a month. Get fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi with security shield, and a free mobile line for one low price. Stay connected and do it all with Spectrum One for Business. Only $49.99 a month. Go to spectrum.com/business to learn more. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
So guess what, boys?
Yo.
Public service announcement here. K100 with Conan and Disco is brought to you by Get Blitzed. Get Blitzed was created by Mickey Ray Sinatra from Mo Thug South, plus Courtney, the brains of the operation. The big product here, the number one seller, is their nano-infused THC syrup. You know, a lot of our listeners here like the THC, and this is a real deal THC. Not the garbage they sell in the gas stations. The stuff in the gas stations is garbage.
Yeah.
It is super potent, like THC on steroids. It's a 5 to 15 minute onset with as little as a teaspoon. It's perfect for the weekend, for relaxing, for a party, and there's no hangover. You know what it's perfect for? Halftime of the football game. So you can take the teaspoon by itself, mix with water, soda, juice, and energy drink, whatever you want. The mix with the energy drink is fantastic, by the way. Flavors like cherry and grape are both delicious either way. Go to getblitzed.com and use the code K100 to get 15% off. That's GET-blitzed, BLITZED.com. I've been using this product. Great for watching football, gotta admit. Great for watching hockey. Great for watching TV. Great for watching the soccer games in the morning. Great for after the gym if you want to wind down. So if you're looking to up your game and avoid low-quality imitation with shady ingredients, check out Get Blitz now at GET-BLITZED.com and use our code K100, that's K100, to get 15% off. That ain't cheap. Order, enjoy, let us know on Twitter or K100Questions@gmail.com about your experience. That's 50% off with the code K100 at GetBlitz.com. Great product. I love the t-shirts too.
Yeah, I love the t-shirt too. The Kool-Aid guy.
Yeah, that's excellent. Well, it's funny because, you know, when when he first wanted us to bring Get Blitzed aboard, you know, he sent us all a sample. And I got Cherry. And actually, I used it. I used the whole bottle, you know, just video games or even, you know, watching a movie like Disco said. And now I'm a paid customer. That's how much, you know, I enjoyed the experience. So, yeah, it's real chill. Like Disco said, halftime of a football game, or if you're just chilling watching a movie with your girl or with friends or whatever, it's a good time, and there is no hangover, just like we mentioned in the copy. You know, you're not going to feel like you drank the night before, or you're not going to feel woozy because you smoked too much or something. You wake up fresh as a daisy.
Well, this is what I like about it. Everything from listening to music, watching TV, football games, sports, movies, everything. It enhances everything that I'm doing. And my 10 favorite flavors are piña colada and grape. So get blitz, get high without, you know, feeling shaky, without getting that garbage that you get at the stores or at the gas stations. This is a real deal. We all use it. We all love it. And as we said before, we're not going to endorse anything that doesn't work. So get blitz at getblitz.com. Boom.
All right. So when LA Knight comes out for promo, bro, he's still over. Mm-hmm. This was in Memphis. Memphis is they've gone to the South, and you notice the crowds have been great. Bro, Southern crowds are just great. They're still old schoolish,
right?
You know, like they'll pop on the punches,
not snowflakes.
Like they'll get the woo woo to punch a guy. They'll like so it's good stuff, right? So he comes out and he asks if he had any luck in his search for the phenomenal one. He grabbed the microphone and said, "Just need to cook for a minute." Knight brought up Styles, saying LA Knight needed to be humble. He said he wasn't talking his language. Told him to come out right now and humble him. Said he figured if you can fly to Saudi Arabia, but you can't show up in Memphis. He said he would find him where he can't help but show up and then challenge him a match at Mania. And he called Styles, said he walks around like he owns the place. Then I responded to that by saying he may not own the place, but at WrestleMania, he would own his ass. Styles ran out on the stage and hit Knight in the back with a chair. Then Styles then placed the chair over Knight and sat in it before accepting the challenge. It's a good visual. That's a good, simple little angle because LA Knight went out there, worked the crowd. Excellent short little promo.
We'll have a great match.
Yes, absolutely.
One small thing. You said something earlier tonight, Conan, about how it seems like, you know, The Rock, he'll just, you know, throw a curse out there or swear, whatever. AJ said shit.
Seem like he does. He did.
Yeah. So AJ threw a curse out there, too, when he was on top of LA Knight.
Interesting. Logan Paul approached Nick Aldis after what Randy Orton's punishment was for last week, and Aldis asked him what he wanted. Paul said he wanted Orton to issue an apology. Aldis told him he should ask for that apology in person, and Paul replied that it was his job to make it happen, but he can't count him to do his job since he can't even find him an opponent for WrestleMania.
This was short and good.
Yeah, it was. All of the segments that Logan Paul has been in, I could probably count on two fingers that weren't really good.
Right.
You know, everything has been good.
Yeah.
Everything else has been, really good, with the exception of a couple things that were still good. You know, so. Yeah.
I would have expected him to be like a one or two time appearance, like kind of, you know,
bro, they gave
special
him
thing.
When have you ever seen them like really give seriously a personality belt that it was into 24/7?
He's a natural.
Caleb Braxton, coach of Bloodline, asked if they had a response to Jey Uso's challenging Jimmy. He then moved into frame, accept the match by screaming that he was the older brother that raised him and he would get him at WrestleMania. Paul Heyman kind of like looked like,
he's the old. Did you see when she kind of came up and Mr. Heyman, how do you? And he went, "Oh my God." And he grabbed his chest like, little shit like that. That's
right. He's like paranoid right now, right?
So
we go Randy Orton against Grayson Waller. He's out there with Siri, and Randy Orton goes over. Siri comes in after the match, attacks Orton with a chop block. Logan Paul's out there for commentary, by the way. So Paul comes in the ring. Paul got fired up for a knockout punch, but Kevin Owens ran off the heels, and KO tried to get Orton up on his feet and almost got RKO'd by mistake. Then Theory got hit with a stunner into an RKO combo for a spun pop, but it was not good because Theory looked like he literally jumped because his timing was off on it. It's the first time
that was weird looking.
He screwed up doing that. Then Nick Aldis came on stage and informed Logan Paul he'd face both Kevin Owens and Randy Orton at Triple Threat of WrestleMania, which I was not a fan of, to be honest with you.
Which one did you say he messed up on?
The stunner into the RKO.
Yeah.
I still thought it was tremendous.
Corey Graves introduced a package. Dakota Kai told Bayley she would break her, and then she addressed Bayley and said that was her fault because she was jealous of Io and threatened by Kyrie and Asuka, and she told her she wouldn't make it to WrestleMania. So basically, Dakota Kai is just kind of heel promo here because the Japanese girls can't speak English. So, then we do Dragon Lee versus Santos Escobar. 2 minutes.
2 minutes. I told you.
That's 2 minutes. And afterwards, they get the Taza run in the ring and beat down Lee, and Carlito ran in from the save and took out Angel Humberto. Then Escobar dropped to the right hand instead of the ring post, and Ray ran down to bail Carlito, and Escobar quickly bailed out of the ring. Then Mysterio challenged Santos to a match next week and said he would slap the stupid arrogant smile from his face. So they set up for something for this week. We'll see what happens.
Let me tell you, Dragon Lee also worked with me in AAA, and he's a weird story because they put him in, and if you remember, they put him in with like an NXT really good matches. Like, what's that guy, Cameron Grimes, but they changed his name to something else. So, like, he was wrestling really good. Then he came on the main roster, and he faced Cedric Alexander. Like, all his matches are really good because he's a good wrestler, right? Then all of a sudden, they sent him back to NXT, and they put him in with that. You know who Obafemi is?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. And, bro, the guy's only got, like, 2 years of experience. Like, he was a shot putter in college, but they really like him. And, bro, he just went in there and destroyed this guy who got nothing in, Dragon Lee. And also talking about people that have very little time in. The other day I was looking, you know that girl Stratton?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Tiffany Stratton.
And the Sol Ruca guy, did you ever look at her? Because you told me you wanted to see who was more athletic.
I didn't look at it yet.
Okay. Well, Tiffany and Sol both have like 2 years in the business too. And they have like a gymnastics background, because that's crazy. Because it's very rare that anybody that had 1 year, 2 years in, with the exception of like a Goldberg, was going to get the type of pushes these people are getting. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Angle. Angle too. Just Goldberg and Angle. Yeah.
So these guys are in a feud of Phantasma and Dragon Lee, and he beats him fucking 2 minutes. You know? So, and another thing, why does the rest of the Legado de Phantasma company Escobar, but he wasn't there for their match? Yeah. You know, at least have the commentaries give a reason and it's covered, because they do everything else so well. So it's a little thing, but, you know.
Still so consistency.
Next year, the Pete Dunne and Tyler Bate, he gets pretty deadly, and they beat him. They call him the New Catch Republic.
Okay, 11 wait minutes. 1 second. Yeah. What a whack name.
I know. That's not helping them. They couldn't. Yeah. I didn't really care much for this. Bailey and Dakota Kai in the main event.
And it seems like they don't really care about Pretty Deadly anymore, right? Like they.
Yeah, it's kind of. I don't know. Yeah. Like, you know, I guess they cleverly won all their matches and couldn't. Then ran out of clever ways to win matches. Yeah. So, Dakota Kai against Bayley. Basically, Io Sky comes in and gets the referee gets a DQ. Then Naomi runs down to make the save, but was overwhelmed. Then Io landed a moonsault on Bayley to end the show. And this was a dumb idea, because the girls picked Bayley up by her arms and legs and like lifted her off the mat. So when they did the moonsault, it kind of hit her and like slammed her into the mat hard. It looked like her head hit the mat.
Yeah.
Which is not, that was a dumb, very dumb idea. I don't know why they
didn't. Both of you guys, this question. Did you see the match, Joe?
I didn't see that. I saw the whole show except that main event.
Okay.
Yeah.
You obviously saw Disco. Were you interested in this angle match?
No.
Yeah, me neither. And I just feel that, and it sounds like I'm hating on her. I just feel Dakota's very underwhelming. She's not entertaining. She doesn't bring much. And much like last week, I said, I want to see what Willow and Riho did.
All right.
I don't think they're going to do good, and they didn't. I want to see how Bailey and this girl did. My favorite part of the whole show was the whoop that trick chant.
Yeah, right.
That was fucking great.
Yeah.
Right. And also in the Bailey match, Bailey hit a running knee that looked really good. Like it looked like she might have potatoed her. And Bailey had a counter to a powerbomb that was really good. I was not a fan of this show. I thought, you know, I wasn't a fan of Rock turning face and heel and whatever he was doing. You know, I was not a fan of Escobar and Dragon Lee going 2 minutes. And that's, I was not a big fan of the show.
So I wasn't too much of a fan of this either, to be honest with you. Not a lot of, well, the first, I thought the Rock stuff was great. You guys didn't, so whatever. Yeah. But that was really the only entertaining thing on the show, to be honest.
You and the rest of the crowd thought it was great. So it wasn't just you.
I liked Ellie Knight's promo, too. That was a good
one. Yeah.
I thought Rock was great, as usual, and entertaining. But I side with Conan and LaGreca, where it was confusing. Like, wait a minute. This isn't how he's supposed to be doing it. You know what I mean? It was too babyface or whatever.
All right. So that's been our SmackDown review.
Boom.
Spectrum Business works with small businesses nationwide, so we know that running your own business means doing it all. Marketing, sales, inventory, customer service, and more. Spectrum One for Business helps you keep it all connected for just $49.99 a month. Get fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi with Security Shield, and a free mobile line for one low price. Stay connected and do it all with Spectrum One for Business. Only $49.99 a month. Go to spectrum.com/business to learn more. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Spectrum Business works with small businesses nationwide, so we know that running your own business means doing it all. Marketing, sales, inventory, customer service, and more. Spectrum One for Business helps you keep it all connected for just $49.99 a month. Get fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi with Security Shield, and a free mobile line for one low price. Stay connected and do it all with Spectrum One for Business. Only $49.99 a month. Go to spectrum.com/business to learn more. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.